Stafford loans make up the large bulk of federal-backed student loans. They are subsidized and unsubsidized. You will either be offered a subsidized Stafford or an unsubsidized Stafford loan. The interest rate is 6.8%. That's not too bad for a college loan. At the time of this podcasting, January 1st, 2013, the rate of a subsidized Stafford is 3.4%. However, it will be rising back up to 6.8% in June of this year. So if you get a package with a Stafford loan in it before June, sign for it, and you'll get a 3.4% rate instead of a 6.8% rate. That's a difference. It'll make a difference. The subsidized version is obviously better because with a subsidized Stafford loan, you do not accrue interest while you are in school, which means that for the amount of time that you are in college, at least half time, you don't have interest building up. The unsubsidized Stafford, you start to accrue interest from the moment that you start the loan. Neither one, however, do you pay back until you leave school. You have a 9-month grace period after you get out of college before you begin to pay back these loans on a monthly basis. Sometimes, if you're in a hardship case, as I was when I graduated college, I was substitute teaching out in Washington, didn't have any money, they will allow you to forego payments, monthly payments on the principal and just pay the interest for a while. They're pretty good about working with you on the payback schedules for these. Stafford loans are decent loans. You don't want to be buried in Stafford loans, but it's a good loan to take out, use your head, keep your numbers minimally, but you're going to need, probably most of you are going to need to take out some kind of a Stafford loan in order to go to college.